This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops rescued hostages early Monday from a building in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, as Israel seems to be preparing to enter Rafah on the border with Egypt, where 1.4 million Palestinians have taken refuge. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA.
Israeli Special Forces troops rescued two hostages from the southern Gaza city of Rafah, close to the border with Egypt. The hostages had been held on the second floor of a building in Rafah. In heavy firefight, the three Hamas men guarding the hostages were killed. The Israeli army released footage of the rescue, which has electrified Israelis and given them hope that most of the remaining 132 hostages can be rescued alive. The army has said that at least 30 of them are dead, and it has no information on the others. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. State Department on Monday said it is not Washington's assessment that Israeli airstrikes in Rafah are the launch of a full-scale offensive in the area, where people have been sheltering with the rest of the enclave in ruins and nowhere left to run.
We do not support any military campaign in Rafah going forward, as long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people, by some estimates, who are in Rafah today.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller. U.S. President Joe Biden has welcomed Jordan's King Abdullah II to the White House for talks on how to end the months-long war in Gaza and plan for what comes afterward. Standing alongside the king, Biden said, quote, "The key elements of the deal are on the table, though gaps remain." This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired missiles at a ship bound for Iran, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a televised statement, Yemen's Houthi rebel spokesperson claimed they had targeted a U.S. ship in the Red Sea. The spokesperson added that attacks on ships will continue as long as Israel keeps up its offensive in Gaza. However, British authorities say the ship targeted was Greek bulk carrier Star Iris. They also said the vessel received minor damage and continued on its route. Private security firm Ambrey said the group owner and operator regularly traded bulk cargo with Iran, assessing this to be the likely destination. Iran is the main backer and armor of the Houthis in Yemen's years-long war. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Houthis are a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The governments of Poland, France, and Germany are vowing to make Europe a security and defense power with a greater ability to back Ukraine. The foreign ministers of the three countries met in a Paris suburb on Monday about Ukraine and other issues. They discussed reviving a regional grouping designed to promote cooperation between France, Germany, and Poland. Meanwhile, Pakistan's election has ended with no party winning a majority in parliament. Last week's polls were marred by militant violence, political turmoil, and questions of transparency. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Former prime ministers and bitter rivals Nawaz Sharif and Imran Khan both declared victory. Next, any prime ministerial candidate must show a simple majority of 169 seats in the National Assembly. Khan, a charismatic opposition leader and former cricket star, is in jail and not eligible to become prime minister. His supporters had to run as independents, and they were the biggest winners with 93 seats. They might try to strike a deal with other parties to support a consensus candidate. In power, Khan's supporters would try to have their jailed leader released under an agreement. Sharif was considered the front-runner by analysts, who say that the powerful military backs him. His party is the largest in parliament, winning 75 seats. It is now seeking a coalition with other groups.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A communications network blackout in Sudan, blamed on the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, has hobbled aid deliveries and left the war-weary population of almost 50 million unable to make payments or contact the outside world. The RSF has been fighting Sudan's army for control of the country since April, in a war that has killed thousands, displaced almost 8 million, and sparked warnings of famine. On Monday afternoon, state-owned Sudani said it had begun to restore its network. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.